Karen Christians are among the victims in Myanmar attacks. Compassion International warily reopens after presidential unrest in Honduras. And a VBS project lets people walk a mile in someone else's shoes. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Escalating violence in rural Burma is displacing even more Karen people. Reports indicate fighting between the Karen National Union and the Myanmar regime is causing the influx. President of Vision Beyond Borders, Patrick Klein, says atrocities abound against innocent Karen civilians.
They're surrounding these villages. They're lobbing rockets in. Who's ever alive, they go in with machine guns and mow them down and then burn the evidence. And there's reports that they're actually even blockading villages so that people can't go out and get food. Women are being raped. Men are being set on fire while they're alive, and they're actually poisoning the water sources now.
60% of the Karen are Christians, but they're feeling alone. While you may believe there's nothing you can do, Klein says differently.
When God's people pray, things begin to happen. So we'd like to call people to pray, but also for people to get involved, to contact their congressmen. Let them know we know what's going on in Burma, and we would like to see this stop.
You can help support VBV's work. We'll connect you at our website. Next, the ousted president of Honduras, Manuel Zelaya, and the nation's new de facto leader, Roberto Micheletti, agreed to negotiate a resolution to the political crisis. Christian organizations like Compassion International are praying for a peaceful resolution. Compassion's Kathy Redmond says this crisis has definitely affected their work.
We closed our child development centers in Tegucigalpa temporarily. We've reopened them, but they're basically on alert.
Redmond says they provide food, trade skills for mothers, and other needs, which keeps kids off the streets. Since the centers are run through the local church, kids are taught the gospel. That speaks volumes to kids who don't feel loved.
We have 500 people a day in our compassion centers that commit their lives to Christ. The children then go home, and they take what they've learned to their parents, who were also raised the same way. The parents then become Christian.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Negotiations are underway today in Costa Rica between contesting Honduran leaders. Worldwide Christian Schools, Scott Vanderkoy, says the protests have settled, but
there does seem to be just a general tenseness around in the populace. Even though our schools right now are on break, there's great concern amongst the school leadership and the teachers about what's going to happen next.
Summer is one of the busiest times for their hands teams to get work done on school buildings.
For the time being, we have diverted the short-term mission trips to other countries until we have a better understanding of how the leadership change is going to affect the project.
Their team works through indigenous leadership to run Christ-centered schools in the area. Keep praying.
Steve Gurink, one of our field directors, is down there right now trying to understand if and how the leadership change in the governmental level affects our work there. And no matter how it does affect our work, we'll certainly respond and act accordingly.
Meanwhile, 2 years ago, International Bible Society Send the Light merged to take biblical resources to new places in more languages. Now, IBSSTL moves into a third century of ministry as Biblica. This is much more than a name change. Biblica wants to reach those who have never experienced God's Word in ways that uniquely meet their personal needs. They're committed to reaching people geographically and putting the message of the gospel into formats that draw interest and attention. And the 2009 Reach Global Vacation Bible School Giving Opportunity is raising funds to provide shoes for children in Congo. These kids are participants in projects that are being run by Sister Evangelism Ministry Global Fingerprints. Through the Shoe Me Project, they hope to raise $25,000 to buy 2,500 pairs of shoes for these kids. For most of these, walking is their only mode of transportation. Our website can give you details on how you can get involved. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy where thousands die every year from exposure in the winter months. Activate your name by going to missionnetworknews.org. Just follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.